Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Sonia Wilson, an oilseed specialist with Manitoba Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Sonia.
Thanks so much, Bruce.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report Tuesday. What did we see happening across the province over this past week?
Thanks, Bruce. So we've been full swing into harvest, but this past week we definitely had a couple of good days, but then, as most people are aware, we had pretty extensive rains and intense thunderstorms, especially in the far southwest corner of Manitoba, as well as parts of the eastern over the weekend there. So some of the parts in the eastern area, especially near Steinbach, received over 100 mils of rain in just 31 hours. So definitely put a halt to some harvesting. And most farmers and growers are waiting for the field conditions to be able to harvest again and for crops to dry down as well.
At what stage is this year's harvest? What crops have come off so far and where? And how does that compare with a typical year so far?
So we have our winter wheat, fall rye, and field peas completely done, which is as we would expect. We have spring wheat sitting at about 90% across the province, with it being basically done in the central region and the northwest sitting at about 80% complete. The next where we're farthest along is with barley, and we're sitting at about 87%. Again, the central region is basically done in terms of barley harvest, and the northwest is sitting at about 75%. Oats as well, we're sitting at 80%, and so are quite close to being finished. And most producers are turning their attention here to canola, as those crops are wrapping up, and we're sitting at about 33% already harvested and off the field across the province, with the central at 60% and the northwest at 8%. We've also seen a couple producers moving to soybean harvest here, especially in the eastern region. And then in terms of where we are sitting, we've definitely had some more rainfall in the past couple weeks here. So I would say we're sitting a bit below average, but it really is dependent on the region. I would say the eastern region, we might even be a bit ahead of what typically normal is, just because it was drier. But then these later rains are definitely going to be putting a halt for a lot of the harvesting operations. So we're going to have to see what temperatures and how things kind of dry up over this next week here.
What have we been seeing in terms of yield and quality, and what's factoring in there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're seeing for the winter cereals, I mentioned we're finished for winter wheat and fall rye. So winter wheat was 50 to 80 bushels on average. Fall rye, we were seeing 60 to 110. And again, these are wider ranges, as I've mentioned, you know, previously, really dependent on the amount of rainfall that was received, especially in our, you know, June, July, August months here. So we are seeing a range just depending what was received by each region, and even, you know, depending where that those showers came through. When we're looking at spring wheat, we're still sitting at around 50 to 60 plus bushels an acre, depending on the region. But there have been higher reports of some really strong spring wheat yields of, you know, 70 plus bushels an acre. At this point, quality has been average to good for spring wheat. When we're looking at oats, we're seeing from 100 to 150. A couple of reports of some lighter oats, but typically seeing average as well. Barley, we're seeing 60 to 70 bushels an acre. And at this point, I have no estimates for corn, as we haven't really started harvesting any grain corn, but there has been silage corn that's been taken off, particularly in the eastern region here already. And when we look at canola, we're seeing again ranges from 45 to 60. Most of the swathing and desiccation is ongoing, or swathing a lot probably has been finished already, depending on the region. So those are some of our initial yield estimates. We have none from flax and sunflowers at this point, as it's just turning to harvest for flax, and sunflowers are receiving desiccation in a lot of areas over this next week, if they haven't been already. Pulse and soybeans, when we look at field peas, we had a harvest of 30 to 75 with an average of approximately 60 bushels an acre. And dry beans, just the earliest fields here have started being harvested, and I don't have an estimate for them at this point. And same goes for soybeans, just the earliest have started, especially as I mentioned, that eastern region. And we'll start to see some of those yields as those reports come in.
What have we seen in terms of crop losses, crop damage due to weather, pests, or disease? And how significant has that been this year?
We did have frost, especially impacting potentially some of the soybeans or even potentially corn. So definitely producers taking a look at some fields that may have been affected there about a week ago. We're seeing as well, right, with some of these intense thunderstorms, that if crops were in the swath when they came through, potentially taking a look for any damage as well there. Because really, I think that has been the timing of the rainfall during harvest here has made it tough, especially with a lot of fields that we still had to go. Otherwise, insects, I think I don't have anything too much to report here at this point. And disease as well, we're seeing, definitely some white mold or sclerotinia in dry beans and soybeans, as I've mentioned. I'm not sure that it's at a really, concern in terms of yield level, but it's just very visible to see. I think those are all the topics that come top of mind here at this point.
What are the expectations over the next week or so?
So it's definitely going to depend on if we're getting warmer weather and if the skies will just hold off with some of this rainfall here. We're really looking for fields to dry up and crops to dry down so that they can go in to be harvested. It'll probably be as often, as you can get on the field, the harvest will be moving ahead there.
And is there anything that you would like to add?
I think at this point, that's all. I'll just touch on actually maybe just a bit on the forages and livestock here. We do have pastures returning to some better condition because of the moisture, and straw baling as well as continuing. And at this point, though, our still our overall water balance for the dugouts and rivers is below normal, especially in the southeast. So that is top of mind as well. And at this point, our winter feed supplies are going to be mixed, with some having to source additional while others are going to have surplus and selling feed, and that's really, dependent on that rainfall that was received.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Bruce.
Our guest has been Sonia Wilson, an oilseed specialist with Manitoba Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.